American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
I was born and raised in Central Texas. We had cow-calf operation and sheep.
That's Jim McCann, a cow-calf operator in Southwest Missouri. He tells his story on how he got to Southwest Missouri, starting in Texas.
When I left there, I moved to Colorado with the intent of going to vet school at CSU.
But then, you know, hey, things tend to happen.
I had married a gal from Arizona in that period of time. Her dad came to me and said, why don't you come work for me and I will pay you more than you'll get paid 20 years down the road as a vet.
Well, McCann didn't have to kick the boot in the dust and think too long before he made that decision.
I didn't follow a turnip truck, so yeah, I took the job. We ended up out in Arizona. We were here about 30 years. So I was on the ranch up in the northern part of the state, and we were doing backgrounding up there on government land with allotments and grazing allotments and all this kind of stuff. We were actually ranching 380 sections.
And that's very close to 400 square miles.
But it was getting to the point it wouldn't support one family because of all of the restrictions put on by the feds in one way or another. And I could see the handwriting on the wall. And so we started looking for a place to move to. I spent 5 years looking for a place in Missouri with a lot of research and finally ended up in Southwest Missouri because that's where the highest concentration of cow-calf operations are in the state.
That's Missouri cattleman Jim McCann. Now this.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
It develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.